going to see each time somebody gets baptized is really a message that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. And no better testimony, no better witness can be given by the act of baptism. You know, a lot of times today, it's our baptism, our salvations don't become a public issue. We sometimes do that in private. And I always think that we should make a public declaration of our faith. And there's no better way to do that than by water baptism. And I would encourage you, if you have never done that, if you've never made a public declaration of the salvation that you have found in Jesus Christ, that you consider being water baptized and make that declaration known. So we practice immersion here. That's what the word baptism means. It means to immerse. And so we want to follow the command of the Lord, who has taught us in the Great Commission that we are to go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And what you'll see as each person comes into the water, they go down into the water, and that represents being buried with Christ. And then they're held there under the water for just a moment, again signifying that burial, the death going down, the burial being underwater, and then the coming up symbolizes the resurrection. And they come out to walk in newness of life. And what we do with baptism is we identify with the Lord. We identify with His mission and His work. Because after all, He came to identify with us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus became like us, so that He could show us the way to heaven. He could show us. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody can go to the Father except through the Son, except through Jesus. So He identified with us, and now we identify with His work through baptism this morning. So how this works is each person is going to come up, and they're just going to tell you why they want to get baptized, give a little testimony or whatever, and then have somebody pray over them. And then we'll take them down into the tank and baptize them. So, Ken, I believe you are first. Don't Ken is he's such a fun guy. I love Ken. So we've been teasing. I said he needs to be held under the water just a little bit longer than everybody else. So if he doesn't come up right away, you know what's going on. Dan and Dave, if you guys come up here too.
Oh, you gotta have help. Do you have a towel? Okay, you guys. Finished messing around now? Uh-oh. I better hurry up. Here they come. Anyway, I've been here at this church for, what is it, going on almost 10 years? And anyway, when we first came by this church, we sat there and looked at it, and I looked at it, and I said, we need to stop in there. Well, my wife didn't want to, you know, you don't know, you know, the people might be, you know, wearing hats, the women and stuff. No. Anyway, so we finally decided to go ahead and do it and come on in here. And First thing we see is somebody with a female with a hat on. Okay. But anyway, we're glad we're dead. This has been one good church. The pastor, every time he preaches and everything, I get goosebumps. And he's a real good pastor, the whole congregation and everything, especially Navy guy. You're an Army.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, but I did some backsliding and all, and I regret it, and I just asked God to forgive me and give me another chance, and here I am. So.
This is out of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And that's really what happens with baptism. You go down, you leave your load, your burden there, and you come back up a new creation. And you got many tomorrows ahead of you to enjoy every bit of it. So, Lord, I just want to say thank you for Ken here. He's been a great friend, gotten to know each other, and I know that he loves you very much, and he's going to love you even more after today. So I ask for your blessings on this event, and just to help him to experience the entire baptism experience, Lord. And we thank you for him. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just stand here with joy and humility with Ken as he openly and publicly declares his faith in Jesus Christ, Lord. We've known Ken, and we love Ken, and he's a good, stable, dependable person, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord. You're welcoming him into the family of God. Bless him today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. Go down one.
Just one. Okay. No lifeguard.
I guess I just want to say I've been walking with Christ for a long time, and I've been doing a lot of more reading and in-depth learning, reading books and different things, and lately the only thing that keeps jumping out at me is the baptism. And all these things that say, I've got your heart, I've got your mind, I've got your tongue, but I want you. And he just keeps saying, go to the water. And so I decided to do this today. With all your prayers, thank you.
Hi, my name is Melinda, and I wanted to get baptized because I want to follow Jesus, and I wanted Uncle Lee to pray for me.
Well, so special to me. Well, Lord, we just pray. We know that you knew her before she was born. We know you're guiding her and leading her through her life. We just pray protection as she goes by her faith in you and trust in you to help her grow, help her understand her direction in a way that she knows and sees it and believes it. We just thank you, Jesus. We know that God loves you, and so do I. In Jesus' name, amen.
My name is Mary Lee, and I want to be baptized because I want to live for Jesus. And I want my dad to pray for me. I've decided to follow Jesus.
Hi, everybody. This is really short. Do I have to bend down? Can you hear me? So I think Pastor said earlier that it was kind of funny that Ken was saying, or Pastor was making note that Ken had to be under the water longer because he was a little bit naughtier. Well, Gracie had asked on the way out here. She likes to know everything ahead of time, which is okay and good, how it's going to go. And she said, how long are they going to hold me under there? And Jonathan said, it's okay. You can just trust God. And so he has a really innocent faith about him that we love. And so I'll just say a little prayer over him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jonathan and for his life. We ask you to guide him and be with him throughout his years, and that he, even when he stumbles that, and he feels that you are far, that he draws back near to you. And Lord, I pray that he's going to make a difference in your kingdom, Lord. We thank you for him. Amen.
have decided to get baptized because I want to follow Jesus.
So I'm going to say a little prayer over Gracie. Lord, we thank you for Grace. We thank you that she trusts you even when it's hard and when she doesn't know what's in front of her, that she still steps out in faith and is obedient, Lord. She has a heart that wants to do right by you. And I thank you for that. I pray that you are with her throughout her life. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to be with her throughout her life. And pray that she always continues to draw near to you and look to you and to be more and more like you every day. Thank you, Lord. In your name we pray, amen.
Good morning, church family in Cromery. It's been quite a ride to get to this place, but a lot of years in darkness. But a few years ago, I decided to turn and walk into the light, and it's been beautiful. And 2 years ago, Jody and I found Calvary through the COVID series and all that whole shenanigans. But we are very blessed, and we found this amazing family to grow with. And just, you guys are exemplify what it means to be servants of the Lord. And I so very much love you and appreciate you. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Jason. And I ask, Lord God, that you would continue to spread your love abroad in his heart, that as he continues to go forward in you, that he truly would be a workman who rightly divides the word of truth, continues be led by you, to be guided by you, to look for your word to speak to his heart afresh and anew by your Spirit, that you would empower him and on high, I would ask this day, just wrap your arms about him, I ask. Be with him in a very real way this day, I pray, in Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.
Hi, my name is Jody Cromrie. First of all, I feel really inappropriate not wearing shoes in church. So I hope that gets remedied soon. But anyway, I started going to church. My mom brought me when I was 5 years old, and I fell in love with Jesus. That was a sprinkle baptism, so I'm ready to do a baptism that I chose, and I feel it's the right way in my heart. This church has been such a bright light in a dark world, and we truly, truly consider you all our church family, and we look forward to spending time with you every single week. My life verse is Proverbs 31:8, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of the destitute, and that's what I want to do. I want to live my life for Christ, I want to work for Christ, and serve for Christ. Thank you.
As I was preparing to pray for Jody this morning, I asked the Lord if there was a scripture that I could give her to take on her way. And this is the one the Lord gave me in Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And if I can continue with the remaining verses, which says, put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers and against authorities and against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, and with the belt of truth buckled around your waist and with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The greatest thing we can do is put on the armor of God, and I encourage you, Jody, to do that, to stand in the truth of who Christ is, to stand in his righteousness, which gives us full access to the Father, to have the shoes which prepare you to share the gospel of peace, to take the helmet of salvation, to take the shield of faith that we can quench all the fiery darts of the evil one, and to take the shield, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which we can stand on. And when we take all those things, Jody, we can stand our ground. It is my privilege this morning to pray for you. Father, it is with great honor that I pray for my friend Jody, that God, as you have called her to serve you, and as she takes this step to make a declaration of her faith in you, Lord God, I pray that she will stand in your truth, that God, she will know the righteousness that she stands in before you, that God, she will be prepared with the shoes that will equip her to share the gospel of peace, and that she will take up the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. God, these are things that we need in our life, and I pray now that you will clothe Jody with them, that she will pick them up as she ministers as you would have. You have placed a call upon her life, and I pray, God, that she will walk in it according to your strength, not her strength, but according to yours. And so, Father, bless this day as she walks in the command of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.